But what did you call the brass part on your rifle shells?
Well, that'll just be cartridge, you know, see? And instead of the shell, you asked a while ago what they call the shells for the rifle. I believe we call them cartridges. Uh-huh. That's what I think. But shotgun, we call them shells.
Uh-huh. What caliber rifles were popular then?
Well, at that time, there was very few rifles when I was a boy that didn't load with an old-fashioned ramrod, you know.
Or muzzle, huh?
Yeah, and later date, well, they'd call them 22 rifles, 38 rifles, or I don't know. Then they had some of them higher powered than that when they got a little further along, you know, that they'd shoot a heap longer distance. Uh-huh. And I don't know just what they did call those.
Oh, I asked you about wagon wheels. What did you do when the wagon wheel squeaked?
You mean went to squeaking? And
yeah.
We call them cussness. And we'd know this dry, you know. And we just take a tap off and pull the wheel about half off, you know, and take what we call axle grease.
Uh-huh.
And just go to work and grease them, you know.
Uh-huh. You ever get that stuff on your hands?
Yeah.
Was that, what was it? How was it when you got on there?
Well, it's pretty hard to get off. We called it axle grease, you know, and if you get that black after it run on the wagon a while, it's awful hard to get off. Just awful hard.
Pretty greasy?
You bet.
I know, a fellow was telling me on a ranch that they'd always get a greenhorn out there to grease a wagon. Get on the gloves, and when they got them all greased up, they'd say, "Hey, what's that on your face, right up there under your eye?"
Yeah, and I remember awful well now, just a boy working for an old man, and I took what we called a wagon wrench, you know, to take a top off and to grease the wagon, and I'd grease the wagon, and I got quite a little bit on that old wagon wrench, and I put it, it'd go down in the double tree, hold the double tree on, you know.
Uh-huh.
I put it down there without cleaning it up.
Oh.
The old man, he got on the wagon to go somewhere, and his lions is down on him. He got that all over him, and
oh.
He told me, he said, "Walt, don't never do that again." Says, "Clean that off." I remember it awful well. Yeah, I remember that mighty well.
What'd you use for lights before you got electricity?
Well, sir, I tell you, when I was a boy, we'd got away from these old tallow lights, you know.
Yeah.
But we just used a common coal oil lamp and a lantern.
Uh-huh.
We had a lantern that we'd carry up hunting or feeding or anything around the place like that.
Oh, to talk about these muzzle-loading rifles, what did you call the part where you put the cap?
That was a tube. Yeah, you put the cap on the tube, you know.
Uh-huh.
And when the hammer exploded that cap, well, that'd ignite the powder.
Uh-huh.
And then it'd go off. I saw an awful good story the other day. It was comical as could be. The old boy was telling another old boy about what a big fish he'd caught. Well, other old boy, wait till he got through. I forgot just how big a fish he said he caught.
Yeah.
And he says, "Well, I'll tell you what I was doing. I was fishing the other day," and he says, "I fished a lantern out that I'd lost 10 years ago, and it's still a burning." And the old boy said, "I think I'll